Yo, what's good, fam? Welcome to Dharma Glow. We are lighting the path to liberation and showing you how to pursue your purpose with passion so you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. Glad to have you tapped in here. If you want to dive deeper with Dharma Glow and what we got cooking, you can head on over to our website, dharmaglow.com. Hit us on IG at Dharma Glow. There you will find events we have coming up, like all-day music and wellness experiences like the Glow Up. You'll also find our self-transformation programs like the Radiant Rising Rituals that get you electric, ever-renewable energy in the morning. And other cool events like silent disco, yoga, and stuff like that. So we're glad to have you here. If you like this vibe and you want to help us spread the energy, wherever you're listening, please give us a 5-star review, share with the homies, and now sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. What's good, fam? It's Dijon. Just to give you some context, this is a special live podcast I did with Darian Divinity of Marijuana Meditations. Right before we did this podcast, she led me on a guided marijuana meditation, which was maybe the most, definitely one of the most, if not the most profound meditations I've ever had. And I'm not gonna tell you anything more about it because the two of us discuss it on the episode, but tune in, this is a special one. Enjoy.
Okay.
So it feels like that meditation was limitless. Like sometimes I'll check the time before and after, but I didn't this time. I really wanted to just be in a timeline flow with you. But I feel like it was like a good 30 minutes.
It felt long.
Yeah.
In a good way. And I also was like, I just smoked also. So my perception of time is different. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So have you ever smoked and meditated before like that, like going straight into it?
Yeah, I have. It's been rare, and I really liked it. And I think being guided was really beautiful too. Normally, I do silent meditation. And sometimes I have like music on, and sometimes I do like yoga nidra. So that's nice to be guided. But generally, I'm not guided in my meditations, and especially not live.
Yeah.
So that was like a really beautiful experience of it. And I really enjoyed being where we were in this environment. And the amount of noise and like external things that were going on, but then deeper into the meditation, we arrived at this still point, which very much reflected my experience internally, because I'm moving right now, moving back to Atlanta, and have so many things on my mind and putting on an event. I was processing through all my current relationships, a lot of relationships in San Diego that I've had, and what relationships are gonna be like when I go back to Atlanta, like feeling them, and observing them from like a heart-centered perspective.
Yeah.
And having more clarity about this is the way to engage with this situation with grace, you know? So that felt really good. But each thing that I would move through, I would like have the somatic experience of feeling it, like feeling into the dynamic and feeling in a certain place in my body. So at one point I need to like feel like laughing. And at one point I feel like crying. And then also I feel super calm. And I had so many ideas, so many inspirations. Yeah, we were definitely in that infinite realm. Mm-hmm. I was like, we definitely need to make some meditations together and have you record them with some really nice gear that I have. And I was like, maybe I can make some music to go in the background of what she's doing.
Definitely.
Have you come out to Dharma Glow?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like that meditation was like me giving like a piece of marijuana meditations to you. Like the essence of it is in Dharma Glow already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna radiate this energy to Atlanta.
Yeah, it was like, I already knew marijuana meditations was dope, but it was almost like being at the food court. You get that sample and you're like, yeah, I need that. I need that.
I love
Let's get it now.
Good, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah, it was really a lot going on. Like, I feel like right when we got into the meditation, so much stuff started happening. It didn't seem that noisy before we got into the meditation. It's like, oh, this is a cool.
It got wild, fun. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like the kid next
to me. Kid came out. Then the father came out. I feel like a blower started happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was still able to remain inside and just observe things.
Yeah, that's so good. I'm so glad you were. And it's really interesting to see how the meditations manifest, right, like with the person that I'm with, mm-hmm, and just the environment and like what God has in store and puts in our position.
Right.
And it creates a different experience every single time. So it was really interesting for me to observe how that experience was. And I feel like when I'm guiding meditations, like I can feel my human daring self like somewhere in there, but I feel the presence of God, source energy, like really coming over me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the observer of the energy flowing through. Mm. And there was a moment when all this noise was going on. The Darian was like, oh, maybe we should move. Maybe what if I said we should relocate in the meditation? And then it was like, God was like, no, we're here. This is a part of it. It's exactly what you're supposed to experience. And the noise is a part of me. And
right.
The sound is the meditation. And yeah, I visualized a lot. So I'm curious to see and to hear how you experienced like the visuals and just like the sensations in your body with the meditation.
I feel like my experience was very similar at the core. There may have been, I was having visualizations, but it was more like energetically tuning into a lot of situations and then having the somatic experience. And there were so many things, just like you said, and I was just like, man, there's so many things. And I also got the message, this is part of it too. Like all of it is me.
Yeah.
And that was really beautiful because I went through that to get to that stillness. And I had this moment, there were a lot of beautiful moments, but one in particular was when I've been learning how to meditate, especially before I did it regularly, they would always talk about maybe it flies on you right now and you just allow it to be on you. And whenever I would be outside in places, I would always be like, okay, in theory, yes, I get it, but this fly is annoying me. I would like move it away. And in this meditation, like a fly landed on my leg. And I was like, huh, this is what someone told me like all this time ago. And multiple people have said this. And I was like, what if I just allow it? I didn't open my eyes or move. I was like, what if I just allow it? And then I could feel it like walking on the hair on my leg in a very intense, sensational way. But it wasn't like bad. It was just a sensation.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't you like cuddling? Don't you like being intimate? And I was like, yeah, I do. And they're like, so just imagine you're cuddling with something that you want to be intimate with. And I was like, okay, I'll try that. So I try that and I'm just like, oh, it tickles. And then another fly lands on me.
It's a party.
And yeah, it was a party. And I'm just like, let it happen. And then I had my experience. I just kept breathing, kept experiencing. And then finally, after a while, I was like, all right, we did that. Y'all got to go. I went to the next thing. And I feel like on the other side of that was all that stillness, like all the acceptance that everything I had processed through over the course of that meditation was part of it, like it synchronized. And then it was extremely quiet out here. It had been so noisy and so many different things, but then it got extremely quiet. And I was just like, ah. And I feel like I'm arriving at this place where the first 35, 36 years of my life were a lot of noise, a lot of external things with not as much awareness. And the last three have been really connecting deeply with my internal self. And now I'm getting into the space where I can have the internal and the external be equally sacred.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's good.
Non-duality.
Yes.
That car alarm was part of it too.
Yeah, I was really experiencing the non-duality and feeling like the connection while also feeling the disconnection between our feet and the earth and feeling like the cells between them, like how that's really like a line of energy that is real. And we're able to put our feet on the ground, but there's still this like separation, but there's still this connection. And then when I felt my body being like this like plant, tree, earth thing, I felt like it expanding into the universe and just like being a part of the universe, but also being a full universe within. Just like how the trees, it makes me feel like every single tree has its own like full own whole life energy that is also like just a part of all of the trees and plants on the earth. I really felt the flower growing out of my belly button. Mm. Did you feel that? And you were
I was in it. Yeah. I don't know if I was hearing you at that point. I was inside.
Yeah. It's funny how that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I feel like sometimes it's just the vibration of the words and not necessarily like what the words mean.
Yeah, I love your cadence and your delivery of everything. Are you on Inside Timer yet?
No, a lot of people ask me about it.
Yeah, we got to get you on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. More POCs on there. There's actually another app. My friend has an app called, Liberate. It's specifically for POCs.
Really? I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
My friend Julio reached out to me today about it. So
really?
Top of mind. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude.
That's great. That gives me chills. That connection, the flow.
Liberate. Check it out. Beautiful POC meditation app. So, now that we've talked about that, and if you have anything else to share about, if you have anything else to share about your experience, please feel free. Otherwise, I would love to talk about the genesis of marijuana meditations and your path leading up to that.
Yeah. I would like to say one more thing about the meditation.
Okay.
This little girl reminded me of it because her and her family, they were very active. They were the most active noise in our meditation. And by the end of it, I just I heard them and it was, but they're speaking another language.
Mm-hmm.
It just fully fell and sounded like just the vibration of love. Mm-hmm. I could hear the love in their mm-hmm. conversations without understanding what they were saying, mm-hmm. which I feel like reflects to what you just said and just feeling the energy of it without really knowing what they're saying. Mm-hmm. It's so sweet that she's coming over mm-hmm. here and wants to be a part of it. Right
They definitely are a part of it, this family.
Yes. But I would love to share about the making of marijuana meditations.
Yeah, so let's see. Maybe just all the way back to where you're from and where you grew up and maybe what your early path was and when your spiritual path began, that type of thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I was born in Ohio. And I moved to California when I was 4. I remember being in Ohio and thinking California sounds so amazing. I already had that social conditioning and image of what California is. And I honestly feel like it has lived up to that. I've been in California for 20 years and I still get the chills when I drive down those lanes with the palm trees. I'm just this is the California dream.
Yeah.
I feel so grateful to live here. And I was raised very Christian. My mom had a Christian awakening when I was 9. Right. So I was always raised Christian, but it didn't get really serious and really become a huge part of my family dynamic until I was in second grade. And when that happened, I remember feeling the power that was surging through my mom, but at the same time not fully being able to connect and resonate with it because I always felt this disconnection with the Christian Bible. So my mom would always pray with me at night and ask me what I felt like God would say to me. And I did feel this connection to God, but I felt a disconnection from the Christianity aspect of it because at a very young age, I had dreams about being attracted to women. So I knew within myself that that was something that was floating in my realms that would make me feel ashamed and unworthy or unloved by God. And I always felt loved by God. As I got older, I would feel very guilty whenever I would do something that was against God or the Christian path. And I felt a lot of confusion around that. And then I started smoking and that shifted so much for me. So within probably the same month that I started smoking, I went to my first yoga class. And in this yoga class, I was high and I meditated for the first time. I didn't know what meditation was, but I grew my roots down into the earth, grew my branches up into the sky. And I just felt the most connected I had ever felt to God. And I was just this is it. This is where that universal love is that everybody talks about in every single religion. So after that experience, every time I would smoke with my friends, I would guide them through these experiences. And I feel like I had this crazy, wild, sensation. I had the highest high I've ever felt. And so I was trying to recreate these experiences with my friends and just allow for the cannabis and God to flow through me. And it ended up always being a really unique, transcendental moment. So that was about 5 years ago. And that through meditating and combining cannabis with my practice, I grew such a close relationship with myself, which I feel like is ultimately a reflection of the relationship that I have with God. And I feel that it is so in harmony and flow and truly an unconditional love of everything. And I feel so much power, joy, and gratitude and just being blessed with this relationship. And it's guided me to now create marijuana meditations as a business to be able to shine this love and all through and around the world. My most powerful meditation was actually asking God about my sexuality because I was feeling confused. And this was the best and most profound meditation I had because God told me that as long as I'm spreading love and all through and around the world, it was like love and light has no type of like language or whatever. As long as you're spreading my love and light all through and around the world, like for Gucci girl. And I journaled about it. And when I wrote the date, it looked like a Bible scripture. And so when I just looked up, like, what would this Bible scripture be? And it was literally like, spread your love and light all through and around the world. And it, ever since that moment, I felt in resonance with just like my path and my acceptance of self and everyone else. And
that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
when
you
was
so
that?
Much. This was probably like a good 4 years ago now. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't really find marijuana meditations until I started a YouTube channel, actually, with my previous partner. And we posted every single week for a whole year. And then we took a year off. And during that year off, one video got like, just all of a sudden, all these people started coming and flooding into this video. And it was a marijuana meditation. And during that time, I was like, once I realized that people were craving more and like desiring for more healing through that modality, I was like, this is what I need to do. This has always really been my passion. This is what I'm supposed to share to the world. So this January 2022, I created it as a business, got my website, got my offers, memberships, business cards, all of that. And now I'm guiding meditations at festivals and parties, doing one-on-ones, and it's really manifesting into such a beautiful experience, like, I feel for everyone, and I truly feel that it is raising the vibration of the world.
I definitely felt that too, yeah. Yeah, it was the most powerful meditation I can remember having. It was just next level.
Oh, that means so much.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the timelessness of it. It was almost like doing plant, well, we did do plant medicine, but like I'm talking about more psychedelic type plant, like more of a DMT type experience where 15 minutes seems like forever. Because with cannabis, time is elongated, but it's like slower. It's not eternal necessarily, but that felt eternal. And
Godspeed.
Yeah, props to you for discovering your path and doing it in such a beautiful, intuitive way. And I can tell y'all, like everything she's saying about her path, I could feel, right? I could feel that she's living her Dharma because that was just so powerful. And I'm very excited for y'all to experience your own meditation, either with her one-on-one or in a group or at the next Dharma Glow event. That's going to be lit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And if you are curious about experiencing your own marijuana meditation, I actually just upgraded my memberships. So I have a free membership, a monthly and an annually. So with the free membership, you can get one free one-on-one session during the course of your membership. With the monthly, you get one once a month, one-on-one. The annually, you have 12 that you can spread out throughout the membership. So I really want to bring this to you and allow for you to experience this because it's a gift that I've been gifted with and I want to gift it to you.
How could you say no to that? I'm about to sign up. Yeah. Okay, Beth. So we got that information on the marijuana meditations. We will put the links for all those things. Wherever they are, go below and whatever you're receiving this in. And outside of marijuana meditations, like, what do you like to do? How do you like to express
yourself? I really am enjoying dancing right now and tapping more into my sensuality and the way that I express myself when I move my body in dancing. When I was younger, I was always told I didn't have rhythm and I didn't know how to dance. So this is like a new awakening for me to really tap into that. So even with my workouts, I've been like trying to find new ways to incorporate different cultural dances. And that's been really fun. And just going to different like parties and events, that's really getting me like juiced up right now. I'm meeting like beautiful souls like yourself. And yeah, just connecting, like having my own personal meditation practice. And yeah, that's pretty much what it is right now.
Sounds fantastic. Do you end up going to Ghana? I definitely want you to experience Ghana. I want to experience Ghana in West Africa, but I'm glad that we reconnected and we're able to come together and me to experience your work and your presence and a deeper degree. It's just, wow.
Thank you. That does remind me. I am also doing something in addition to marijuana meditations. I'm hosting my own retreat in Cape Town, actually.
Yeah.
So it was so interesting how that all happened because a company reached out to me about being a host for a retreat in Cape Town. And when I was planning on going to Africa already. And then I just got invited to go to a retreat in Ghana, actually, too. Yeah. And it's going to be like in the same month. So I like going to retreats. I like hosting retreats.
Me too. We'll have to have you co-host a Dharma Glow retreat. After the events come the retreats.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
I feel like the events are retreats in a way.
They are. It is like a multi-dimensional experience where that 12 hours or whatever it is that day will expand into a lot of time. But it's a different thing when you have 3 days or 7 days or something
right.
like that. Then you can like really drop in.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Yes.
Should we go to the pool? Yeah, I think it's time. We earned it.
We did. We did.
Some celebration and relaxation.
Ready to float. Experience floating again.
Well,
in the water.
Follow the links to check out Dharma Glow and Dan's participation in it and her own website, which is
marijuanameditations.com.
Marijuanameditations.com. All right. Peace, family. All right, fam, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dharma Glow. We're here to inspire you and to elevate your consciousness so that you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, sign up for the email list at dharmaglow.com, and stay connected. Spread the word, because what we're doing here is essential to the formation of New Earth. As long as we stay connected, we can't lose. Much love. This is Dijon. I'm out.